Now, I'm sure many moms were doing many things over the weekend. I can't imagine one having a more difficult journey than Donna Maria Barker, who's available to speak to us now. Donna Maria, good morning.
Good morning.
It must have been a very difficult weekend. You lost your young son, James, just 12 years old, to the real IRA bomb back in 1998 in Oma. This is your first time back in the area since that?
Yes.
How difficult a journey was it for you to make, Donna Maria?
Very, because the night before I was thinking of not coming because I vowed that I would never be back in Northern Ireland or Ireland itself. And it was my children that said, you know, Mother, you have to go, you know, and get some consolation. And when I arrived, the people were just so amazing. And that, I think, brought me through a very difficult day. It was just very surreal. And to see that blanket being made and all those people, children, men and women, it was just actually so sad to see all those lives being taken.
For people who maybe aren't familiar with what you're talking about, this special memorial quilt was made. It's on display in Five Mile Town, the names of all the children who lost their lives during the Troubles, and James's name there in the centre of it.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Has the visit helped? Has the visit, you went to the memorial garden in Oma as well, has it helped in the healing process that you're obviously going through?
Anything will ever heal until those perpetrators are caught and brought to justice. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's how I will feel.
So as a result, do you feel you cannot be healed?
How can you? James was just such a wonderful little boy, with that beautiful smile, and they robbed me of that. And every day and night time, I have to live with that.
Over the weekend, when you visited the memorial garden, what thoughts were going through your mind at that point?
Where the car, I think there's a glass structure where the bomb, the car, was set off. And looking at it, I'd suddenly turned round to the building beside it, and I looked up. And to see how high the structure that James was propelled into the roof of the building.
I know, Donna Maria, it must have been an exceptionally difficult experience for you to stand there. We've all stood where you stood, and we've all looked at the glass structure and the memorial garden, and we've all, I'm sure, had a breaking heart on that first visit. But none of us were affected the way you were affected and the other families of the 29 victims, including the woman with unborn twins. So far be it from someone like me to try and say the right thing to you, because yesterday would have been an exceptionally difficult experience for you.
It was different. But heartbreaking. At the same time, looking at all those patches, when Kenny Donaldson, who is a marvellous guy at what he does, asked me what could I put on the patch for James, and all I could think of was the two schools that James had been to, and that was St. George's, Weybridge Junior School, and Foyle and Londonderry Prep. And a little badge of Chelsea, because he was very quite an ardent fan, even at his age, for Chelsea. And looking at all those other people, and seeing all those people, their relatives, it was very distressing, actually.
I'm not at all surprised, Donna Maria. You're originally from this part of the world, from Northern Ireland. You spent lot of time across the water. Would you ever come back? Listening to you, I get the sense of someone who really can't wait to return to England.
I'll never be back again. Only if it's for James, and only James. And that's why I came this weekend, or past weekend. It was for James, not for me, but for James, my son.
Now, Donna Maria, if it's any consolation, I know there'll be literally hundreds of thousands of people listening to this who will be wishing you well, who will be hoping that you do return and that you find Northern Ireland to be a welcoming place, but an injustice beyond belief was visited upon you and your family, and it's hard to speak on behalf of a country whenever someone who is visiting is murdered in the street.
On considering that I was bringing my children back for a better quality of life, and James was taken. And I will have to take that to my grave, of bringing my children into Donegal, of my short life that I will have. I'm so sorry.
Donna Maria, I am going to let you go because I know it's been a particularly difficult weekend. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us on the programme, and I hope you get some solace from the quilt and from looking at it, and indeed from your memory of being in the Memorial Garden as well. Our thoughts are absolutely with you this morning.
Thank
you for joining us.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That is Donna Maria Barber, and that's what pain sounds like. That's what agony sounds like when you lose a very special person. Donna Maria mentioned Kenny Donaldson. Kenny's available to speak to us. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Kenny, that's heartbreaking. That's absolutely heartbreaking, listening to Donna Maria. And I'm sure it's reminding families the length and breadth of this country who have lost loved ones what they've gone through. What were you hoping to achieve with this special weekend, Kenny?
Well, I think, Frank, you did really finish up what we had hoped as well. It was Donna Marie obviously left this place and feeling very, very, and I think the word's not too strong, he's very bitter and very hurt by what had happened here, and very understandably so. The human cost of what this place has done for Donna Marie has been immense, and I suppose the same principle extended when the Ballygally coach bombing families, when that atrocity happened 29 years ago, our feeling and perspective was that in providing an opportunity for people to return here and to experience the warmth, the love and the affection of the people of this country, might act as some form of solidarity for them. Donna Maria has been so courageous this weekend. Her return to Oma, and also yesterday within that service, and her willingness to speak to people and to see that she, over in Surrey, the difficulty is, Frank, she is basically on her own. There is no support around her. And here, yesterday, she felt that there were people in the exact same shoes as she was. And that brings a strength with it.
It also brought heartache to her. I'm sure she's got that heartache all the time. But listening to her speaking today, it has been a traumatic experience. But maybe, just maybe, something that she needed almost to endure if she's ever going to take some steps on the journey that she believes has no end.
That's right, Frank. And what we would say is that when the Ballygally families came back on the first year, the 25th anniversary of the atrocity, they were in very, very difficult, you know, mental and emotional states over that course of that particular weekend. But when they got back to England, they realised that this wasn't a one-hit wonder where we had brought them over, where we continued them when they were back in GB to support them with outreach services. And those individuals then return year on year since then. And that's been a real enabling thing for those individuals, guys who could not board buses because of the profuse PTSD that they suffered, now able to climb aboard a bus. And that might be a very simple thing you and I would take for granted, but for them it was immense. And for Donna Maria, we also hope that this is the beginning of her journey of healing, which, you know, it's going to be a difficult process, but she's got people around her within that church yesterday and outside of it. The people of Omagh, they have immense love for that family.
The actual quilt, what will your group in Fermanagh use that for? What will they be doing with the quilt? Will it be on permanent display, or will you use it almost as a tool of healing?
Yes, I suppose, Frank, it would be permanently displayed within our offices within Safe and Listen Ski. But that said, we do take the quilt out then for, you know, exhibitions or to show it within particular halls or communities. Our original quilt, for instance, was shown last year on the Falls Road in St Mary's University College. And then with that, we then give a presentation on the individuals behind those patches, because this is a critical point in it all. We talk so much in Northern Ireland about the cold statistics of what the Troubles left behind, but the reality is behind each and every one of those patches is an individual, is a father, a mother, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, a sibling, and, you know, they were loved and they had a personality which went beyond the particular tag or you know, what they had on their blazer. They were a person behind all of that, and it tries, that's what it seeks to do, to humanise that individual.
Will you have a similar memorial service at other poignant dates? Is that part of the plan? Is this something that you're going to continue to do?
Yes, well, yesterday was the fifth annual service, and we will have an annual service year on year. Next year, for instance, it actually marks SAFE's 20th anniversary as an organisation, and we were explaining to Donna Marie over the weekend, and this is quite an eerie fact, but nevertheless is a fact. SAFE was actually formed on the day of the Omagh bombing.
Yeah, just remind us, Kenny, what SEFF stands for.
Yes, sorry, Southeast Fermanagh Foundation, Frank. The group was actually formed on the day of the Omagh bombing, and that was actually by absolute chance rather than any sort of design. The meeting apparently had been organised a number of weeks, and it was the group was formed in someone's house with three individuals there, and I think that really the events of Omagh on that Saturday really, I suppose, copper fastened the view of those individuals of the need in the area immediately of South East Fermanagh to form a group. So that's a date that has shared the date of Omagh with when the group was formed. But next year's our 20th anniversary, and our partner group in Spain, who we work with, Cavite, which support victims of ETA terrorism, but also of violence carried out by GAL, which was an extension of the Franco period, when wrong murders were carried out by elements within the state. We'll be working with those guys because they also share their 20th anniversary next year. Working together across borders, across not only national but also international borders, innocent victims coming together, there's a huge amount of power within all of that.
Okay. Kenny Donaldson, thanks very much for your time this morning, Kenny. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Frank.
Thank you. There are so many questions that can be asked this morning, and so many questions that maybe need not be asked, considering what you've heard from Donna Maria this morning and the raw hurt and heartache that she's going through. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.